That's a heavy, heavy blow. He's up on his feet again.
Absolutely dead straight on the grill.
First one was high and wide. This is just zeroing in and with huge pace.
Well, it was an eventful second test, and on the line is one of the finest cricketers to wear the baggy green. We also see him on Channel 9 throughout the cricket coverage. We have Ian Healy on the line. Welcome to Sports Day, Heels.
Thank you very much. Hi, fellas.
Yeah, no, great to have you on the show after what was a really eventful second test. What was your wash-up, which is a test that was so heavily affected by conditions?
Oh, it was dramatic, wasn't it? It was outstanding, and it had that sort of response from many facets of the cricket world. But the wicket wasn't a very good wicket, and I think even though there was time lost, it was pretty hard to bat on, and that's what kept the game moving forward. So, and then, of course, the emergence of Archer. Geez, that's a scary thing. So it was great.
Where does he rate? You talk about Jofra Archer. Where does he rank amongst some of the quicker bowlers we've seen in not only recent memory, but the history of the game, Heels, that you may have faced over the years as well?
Yeah, well, I've heard John Embury say today England haven't had a bowler like that since Frank Tyson. That was 1956.
Gee.
So he is exactly what England needs. I think he's as fast and even smoother than lots of them, the great West Indian quicks, you know. It's just that those West Indian attacks had four of them. Jofra's on his own a bit, but he's as good as and as fast as anyone I've ever seen. And I'd put him, you know, he could be second to Tomo, this bloke.
Jesus.
Well, and wow. Tomo, he could send him down. You faced a lot of them too. Michael Holding, would he compare a bit to Michael Holding?
I reckon maybe more awkward than Michael Holding, because the rhythm of Michael Holding is something the batsman can get to feel, and you get a good feel of when the ball's going to come out, right? So Jofra Archer just ambles up like you would, Batch, just running in like you're in the park, and woof, it's just the next thing you see it in front of your helmet.
Mm.
So he's got a click in his action. He's got things that click, and some come out lightning and some not so lightning, but he didn't bowl any not so lightnings in many spells in that test. It was serious stuff and very impressive.
And serious stuff as well, because talking about Michael Holding, his nickname was Whispering Death, and there was some serious concern. How worried were you about Steve Smith when he went down with that that ball in the neck?
Very worried. I liked when he was able to have the presence of mind to get his helmet off. That was a pretty good sign. Ugly hit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was really bad. The other thing about Whispering Death, and his peak was late 70s, and not too many helmets flying around. So you face those blokes, no helmets. So how big is this?
Yeah.
So I was worried for Smith. He makes normal stuff look quirky. So when he hit the deck, there's a fair bit of quirk in it. But I was still concerned.
Yeah, and so much happening in that test. And incredibly, the first ever concussion reserve was used, Manus Labuschagne, who came out and did a great job to hold it together for the Aussies at the end of the innings. So he did. Impressive. He'd have to be a good chance to be there in the next test.
Yeah, I'd be keeping him in there. But what about his initiation? You know, he's about a couple of hours before, he's got his high-vis reserve vest off, and out he goes. Shit, I've got a bat here. A second ball, bang, into the grill of the helmet. That it just knocked him onto the deck, and he gets up like a Jeff Horn boxer, like saying, "I don't want you to count me out, I'm in, I'm still here."
Yeah.
And then went on and made 59. Very, very good stuff by Manus. And he is a nice lunatic. That's the sort of bloke he is. He sort of would revel in that.
Yeah, now all the debate, Heels, has been around the non-selection of Mitchell Starc the first two tests, but have we got greater concern about our batters more so than the bowlers?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Because Mitchell Starc could nearly make this team as a batter, the way we're going. We're carrying at least four out of four batsmen, and they've got to man up on Thursday. Starts against Thursday, so our batters have got to man up, and England have got to be very careful how much they're bowling with Jofra Archer. You know, he's 24. It'd be a shame to see him get injured. I think we've got the two openers. The two openers are not going very well. placed in good form. He's got to get a big score while he's, you know, making 30s and 40s. Then Travis Head did pretty well last night, but Tim Payne's a bit down, and Matthew Wade's a bit up and down. So that's not a good enough top order. If we think we're going to win the Ashes, those blokes have got to bat better.
Yeah, we got Marcus Harris in the wings, who's a gun player. Khawaja could open. Who's under the most pressure there? Like, if there was definitely going to be a player dropped out of the batting lineup, that top order, who would it be?
I reckon Warner looks more down than Bancroft, you know. I really worry about the mindset of David Warner, and that's what I mean. It's now time to man up. You know, it's when you're feeling as bad as Bancroft and Warner are, to clear your head takes courage, and to bat as if you don't care, that's when you don't get out. You know, as you guys know, you've got to play with clear head and fast feet, and that takes courage when you're not feeling very good. So I'm asking Bancroft and Warner to get it right this test, otherwise there's problems. And care for your country, and see if you can get the job done. Try harder and work harder. I don't think they're working hard enough on being sharp. They're worrying about themselves.
Mm.
Get on the ball.
Yeah. Now, Steve Smith, as you alluded to with that that shot from Archer, he looks like to be the first test case surrounding this new concussion rule. Do you expect him to play third test, or do you think that they can set a real precedent here moving forward in the game?
I don't expect him to play, but there's no protocol to say you must have an automatic next weekend off like in footy, right? So there's nothing there. They'll just monitor him daily. There will be a bit of a regime he's got to go through. He's got to do light physical work today probably, or just technical, so just go and hit some balls. Then tomorrow's light physical and a net session. And then the next day they step up the physical and have him face fast bowling in the nets. Now, that's not good on a great day, you know, facing those blokes. Sean Marsh broke his arm against them in the World Cup. So that's going to be scary enough. So, and all the while he's doing that regime, he'll then do his cognitive tests where they give you stuff to remember and repeat it back, you know, 5 minutes later. All those sorts of tests. So if he keeps passing them, he can play. But I'd like to see him rest, I reckon, if he's feeling that way, and the other boys get the job done.
Well, but that's the big dilemma. I mean, he's out and out being our best player, and without him, I don't think we'd be 1-0 up in the series. Almost fair to say.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So that's the risk that we'd have to take. It's a fairly brittle batting lineup. Just on recent results without him.
But it's still capable, Badge. It's not as bad as it's looking. So they stood up okay in the absence of Warner and Smith last year. It's time for them to do it again. You know, Khawaja, get going and, you know, punch on to triple figures. You know, the openers, do your job a bit. Travis Head, keep developing. And Matthew Wade becomes a very important senior player batting wherever he's going to bat, whether that's six or whether they move him up at some stage. But, it's a really big decision, health and brain comes first, doesn't it?
Yeah, we haven't even spoken really about the Poms apart from Jofra Archer, but they're not in great shape, are they? I guess they will be smart, feeling a bit better about themselves, having, they were on top, and the Aussies, I guess time saved the day for us.
Well, they switched that day around. You know, everyone sensed that, we'll get a few early wickets and then we'll have them under the pump all day. But Stokes' century was sensational for him to sort of consolidate, get in and play really, really smartly and safely first thing yesterday, and then go on and make 100. He batted like Ian Botham at the end. So that's going to give him unbelievable confidence. You know, he's done that before. That's his 700, but you watch him, he's going to bowl better now. And he had a catch drop. He had Travis Head dropped by Jason Roy in the slip. So he's going to be the best all-rounder in the world against us now. To go with Archer, Broad's going really good. Wokes, I thought, was very disappointing. I just think they will gather so much confidence out of that result, out of that sort of not-result, and they're going to be a different team now. So whilst we're without our legend, they're going to be all over us. So another reason to get into it and enjoy it and see what happens.
Yeah, especially at Lords where they don't have a great record. Now, just before we finish up, Heels, everyone was weighing in on Jofra Archer's lack of empathy after striking Steve Smith. You've actually leapt to his defence, haven't you, Jofra Archer?
Oh, yeah. No, he's plenty empathetic enough. I think he wandered up. Didn't get too close to Smithy, but I reckon he probably saw that helmet come off, and there was enough bloke standing all around him. That'll do me. He's a teammate of Smithy, so in the IPL, and then he goes and sidles up to Josh Butler, who was also a teammate with them for the Rajasthan Royals. And I think Josh, where we saw it on camera, he sort of was settling him really, and he settled him with something that was, you know, created a smile. Not a great look, I'll give you that. Not a great look, but there's no lack of empathy whatsoever. So it's a little bit unfortunate that. And, yeah. You know, they could have filmed things a little bit more completely, I reckon.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing third test. Heels, it's up at Headingley. You would have had some great moments there, I'm sure yourself. Tough ground to play at.
Yes, we have, and it's renowned to go around. It can seam and fly, and downhill. You know, Lords was on a slope across the ground. Headingley is a little bit downhill, downhill to the wicket. The wicket's flat, and then it goes downhill again at the other side of the wicket. So you watch Archer fly him through to the keeper.
That's to bowl him up here.
You know, bowling towards the footy field is Johnny Bairstow might have about 100 byes.
I'm glad it's them and not us. Anyway, Heels, you probably miss it. You probably get itchy feet still, Heels. Anyway, we hope the conditions won't affect the third test, and we hope Steve Smith is safe first and foremost. But most of all, thanks for joining us on Sports Day, Heels.
You're welcome, fellas. See ya.